This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our veterans this hour brought to you by John Basiliga, Basiliga Hospitality, and some of the greatest restaurant bar properties in all of Northeast Pennsylvania. The Old Brook Inn, Springbrook Township, Route 307. Far Street Tavern, West Scranton, reimagined neighborhood bar. Queen City Tavern. We're going to hear a little bit more about that from their general managers being redone completely. Scranton Art House, downtown Scranton, the home of KRZ's free movies and a Snow White premiere coming up. We'll have Jeff Walker on to talk about that. Aterra 519, the crown jewel of restaurants in Northeast Pennsylvania. And beneath Aterra 519 at the same address, 519 Linden Street, Sergey's, the nightclub. Outstanding. Speaking of outstanding, our veterans this hour, John Elias. He was 91 when he died December 31st. He was from Kingston. Born in Wilkes-Barre, graduate of E.L. Myers High School. He was a U.S. Army veteran serving us at Fort Knox, Kentucky. Thanks to the GI Bill, he was a 1959 graduate of King's College, where he was elected senior class president. He later earned a master's degree from the University of Scranton. He married his wife, the former Susan Harcharufka, in 1959. In 2024, they celebrated 65 years of marriage before his passing. His vocation was teaching. He began doing so at Woodbridge, New Jersey, returned to Wilkes-Barre, and began teaching English at Myers, his alma mater. 1971, he was appointed the English department supervisor for the Wilkes-Barre Area School District. He retired in 1993, an adjunct instructor at Wilkes and King's Colleges. He did a lot of college prep for the SATs for a ton of youngsters in this area. His students always sought him out. He served as an appointed member of the Luzerne County Board of Elections 2001 to 2003. He was a baseball player. He loved golf. Penn State season ticket holder, but his heart belonged to Notre Dame. Parishioner of St. Mary's Church of the Immaculate Conception, Wilkes-Barre. Surviving are his wife, Susan, a daughter, his grandchildren, and many other family members. John Elias. Joseph Gal Gallagher. He was from Moosic. He was 95 when we lost him on New Year's Day this year. He was from Moosic. Born in Minooka. Sadly preceded in death by his beloved wife of 63 years, Nancy. Gal graduated from Scranton Tech, the great Scranton Tech, in 1947. A proud veteran, he served us in the U.S. Army as a member of the 109th, the famed 109th Infantry. He was deployed to Germany during the Korean War. After military service, he worked in the accounting department at the Delaware, Lackawanna, and Western Railroad for 7 years. He later spent 30 years with the U.S. Postal Service, retiring in 1991. Gal and Nancy, they were snowbirds, 26 winters in their condo in Boynton Beach, Florida. He was known for his great memory. Member of the Manuka Notre Dame Club. He's survived by his four children, blessed with 9 wonderful grandchildren and 6 cherished great-grandchildren. Joseph Gal Gallagher, our veterans this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga and his amazing restaurants. Our veterans tribute this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga, Basiliga Hospitality Group. Boy, those Stegmaier mansions. So many of you anticipating it's going to be fabulous. They're being redeveloped as we speak, and they'll be added to the portfolio. The Old Brook Inn, Springbrook Township, Far Street Tavern, the reimagined neighborhood bar in Westside, Scranton. Queen City Tavern. We're going to talk to the GM today about the reimagining of the Queen City Tavern. Scranton Art House. Our guy Jeff Walker at KRZ is going to be running a Snow White movie there coming up. Then, of course, the crown jewel of restaurants in Northeast PA, Aterra 519. And just beneath the lower level, the hottest nightclub in Northeast PA, and I would wager much farther than that, Sergei's, named after John's dad. Thomas Daniels. He passed away on January 2nd, surrounded by family. He lived in Harding until his retirement when he purchased a house on Lake Oneida. Graduate of West Pittston High School, he did return back to Monroe Township to be closer to family. Active member of the Larksville American Legion, began his career at Stanton Power Plant, then became a first-class lineman for PPL Electric for the remainder of his career. He was known affectionately there as Nutsy, always laughing and joking. Preceded in death by sisters and a brother. He's survived by his brother, nieces, nephews, and other family. Thomas Daniels. John Jack Tomko, Dixon City. He was just 77 when he died December 29th. Survived by his wife of 50 years, Mary Lou Cohut Tomko. He was born in Scranton, member of St. Mary's Visitation Church, Dixon City. 1965 graduate of Dixon City High School. He served us as a police officer in Dixon City for 31 years. He also served us throughout that time with the Army National Guard. He loved his yard and he loved collecting vintage antique cars. Preceded in death tragically by an infant daughter, Sarah. 3 brothers. He's survived by a number of family members. Jack Tomko. Our great veterans this hour. Brought to you by John Basiliga, Basiliga Hospitality Group. Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour. Brought to you by John Basiliga, the Basiliga Hospitality Group, and his incredible suite of restaurants. The Old Brook Inn, 307 Springbrook Township, modern American cuisine, wood-fired pizza, tremendous atmosphere. Far Street Tavern, the reimagined neighborhood bar, 1601 Far Street West Side, Trips Park. Queen City Tavern, I want you to go there through Monday so you can see the transformation after it's done. They're closing down the 18th, Tuesday the 18th, for a complete rehaul. Scranton Art House, Our guy Jeff Walker is going to be doing movies down there. Snow White's coming up. Great little bar, great event space, all of that, downtown Scranton, our little Times Square. Aterra 519, crown jewel of restaurants in Northeast PA. And underneath, a tremendous nightclub I spent my Saturday at, Sergei's, named after John's dad. You'll love it. James Bidding. He was 94 from Exeter Township. We lost him December 22nd last year. He was a widower. He lost his wife, Joan, with whom he celebrated 58 years of marriage prior to his passing. He was born in Reading, PA. Proudly served this country in the United States Army during the Korean War. He retired from the National Guard after that as a chief warrant officer. He worked at MetEd after working there for 24 years, maintenance supervisor of the Titus Station. Member of the Masonic Lodge for 25 years, past master. Also a member of the Reformation Lutheran Church. He's survived by his sons, step-grandchildren, and 10 great-grandchildren. James Bidding. Larry Yeager. He was from Mifflinville. He was 88 when he passed away January 5 this year. He was born in Nescopeck, 1936. You think of the lifespans of these fascinating people. 1959, he was inducted in the U.S. Army. He was stationed in Germany. He served there with the 33rd Armor Heavy Tank Battalion, driving tanks as the general's escort. He was in the Army until 1961. He worked for Leroy Knaus and Wayne Knorr, Inc. Later, he worked and retired from the heating plant at Bloomsburg University. He worked security at the Bloomsburg Fair after retiring, and he also had his own booth called Larry's Life Love Shack. Lifelong member and volunteer firefighter for the Mifflin Rangers, member of the American Legion Post, the Elks Lodge, former Moose, and VFW. Preceded in death by his loving wife, Mary Ann. She was a Gehringer. They'd been married nearly 60 years before she died in 2022. He'd be greatly missed by his daughters, a son, grandchildren, and a great-grandson. Larry Yeager. Our great veterans this hour brought to you by John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality.